ஓம் நம சிவாய. டியர் லிசனர்ஸ் ஆஃப் சைவம் டாட் ஆர், யூ ஆர் அபவுட் டு லிசன் ஸ்பிரிச்சுவல் டிஸ்கோர்ஸ். த டைட்டில் இஸ் லார்ட் சிவா, தி எசன்ஸ் ஆஃப் பகவத்கீதா, பார்ட் 4, பிரசன்டட் பை ஸ்ரீ கார்த்திக் ராமச்சந்திரன். தேங்க்யூ. ஓம் நம சிவாய.
ஸோ நவ் வில் பி ஜம்பிங் இன் டு ட்ரைங் டு அண்டர்ஸ்டாண்ட் திஸ் பஞ்சமுக ஸ்வரூபம் ஆஃப் லார்ட் சிவா, ஆஸ் யூனோ டோல்ட் இன் த புராணாஸ் தட் ஃபிட்ஸ் ஓன்லி மகாதேவா. So it's very, very, you know, Rudram is a very, very important part. We know that Rudram is a very, very important part in the, you know, Vidyasu Shruti Rutkrishta. Of all the knowledges, the Veda, the knowledge from the Veda is the highest. And then Rudra Ekadashini Shrutam. Within the Veda is actually that Rudram which comes in all the four Vedas. Actually five, because Shukla Yajurvedam, Krishna Yajurvedam. Yajurvedam is divided into two, Shukla and Krishna. So five places it comes in the Vedas. Same with Purusha Suktam. And Purusha Suktam is only for Lord Shiva. Purusho Vai Rudraha. But more important than Purusha Suktam is actually Rudram. Rudram is the heart of the Vedas. The Panchakshara Mantram is in the center of the Vedas. Rudram is in the center of the Vedas. Actually, Panchakshara Mantram is in the center of Rudram, which is also the center of the Vedas. We have seen that. So, but apart from Rudram, you know, there are other, you know, the five phases of Lord Shiva are beautifully described with, you know, excellent mantras in the Upanishads. That is also equally important. The mantras that glorify Sadhyo Jata Vamadeva Agora Tatpurusha Ishana. These mantras come in the Upanishads. Mahanarayana Upanishad goes on to say Sadhyo Jatam Prapadyami Sadhyo Jata Yavai Namo Namaha Bhave Bhave Nati Bhave Bhavaswamam Bhavod Bhavaya Namaham. It explains the first phase, you know, of Lord Shiva. It says, Bhave Bhave Nati Bhave, you know, Prapadyami, you know, Prapadye, Prapadye Sharanam Devam, Paradam Bhuvaneshwaram. Where does it come? Vyasa says that to Arjuna, go and surrender, you know, I surrender to you. We say that in the Vedas itself to Sadhyo Jata. Bhave Bhave Nati Bhave, don't put me into the repeated cycles of birth and death, O Mahadeva. It is only to Mahadeva we beg in the Vedas for attaining immortality and not to any other demigod, not to Brahma or Vishnu or Indra. The Mahamrityunjaya mantram also, Mrityor Mukshiya Mamritat, it ends, Mrityor Mukshiya. Now attain, give me the deathless state. So it's only Mahadeva we beg for immortality and not to Brahma or Hari or Indra. And then Vamadeva. Vamadeva Yanamo Jeshta Yanamak Shreshta Yanamo Rudra Yanamakala Yanamakala Vikarana Yanamobala Vikarana Yanamobala Yanamobala Pramatana Yanamasarva Bhuta Damana Yanamo Manon Mana Yanamaham. He is the Adipati of all the living beings. Sarva Bhuta Damana Yanamo. And then he is Jeshta Shreshta, the best of all, greatest of all, the first of all. You know, Purvam to everybody. Aghore ebhyo tagore ebhyo ghor aghor tarebhyaha sarve ebhyo sarva sarve ebhyo namaste astu rudra rupebhyaha. Third phase of Lord Shiva. Aghora. Aghore ebhyo. No, my humble, you know, prostrations to namaste astu rudra rupebhyaha sarve ebhyo sarva sarve ebhyo. So, my prostrations to the Ghora and Aghora. So, Ghora means fierce. Agora means Saumya. Saumya and then Raudra Rupam. My prostrations to both your Saumya and Raudra Rupams. Examples are there. Kalyana Sundaramurti, Bhikshatana, you know, the Panchamukha Parameshwara Rupam, Ardhanari Swarupam. Or the all these are sweet. Sweet forms. Baby form of Lord Shiva is also glorified in Padma Puranam. Bhavajya Mahadevi wanted to see Lord Shiva as her own child. Oh child, you know. She will say, she will, even when Lord Shiva appeared in front of her, and she said, you know, you are my child. And she did not think, okay, Lord Shiva is the Lord of the universe. Oh, the Lord of the universe has come in front of me. You know, and then when Lord Shiva asks her, what do you want? You know, what will actually, Vajja Mahadevi will say, considering Lord Shiva as her own child, what will actually a mother ask from her own child? You know, you have to, you know, sleep well, eat well, you know, have a, you know, always smiling. That's what a mother would want from a child. And then Lord Shiva would say, you have become the grandmother of the universe. Why? Because Jagataha Pitaro Vande Parvati Parameshwarau. Jagat Pita is Lord Shiva and Jagan Mata is Parvati Mata. So since Vajja Mahadevi became the mother attained the position of being the mother of Lord Shiva, she became the, Lord Shiva said, you have become the grandmother of the universe. So even the baby forms of Lord Shiva, the sweet forms of Lord Shiva are many, you know. And then Raudra Rupam is also there. And those forms he takes to punish the wicked. Kala Bhairava to punish Brahma, Sharabeshwara to punish Narasimha, like Veerabhadra to punish all the Devatas and also Brahma and Vishnu. So Raudra Rupam is also, so my prostrations to both your Saumya and Raudra Rupam, that's what Aghora Mantram from the Vedas, Upanishads say. And then, Tat Purushaya Vidmahe Mahadevaya Dhimahi Tanna Rudrak Prachodayat, the Gayatri Mantram for Lord Shiva. Tat Purushaya Vidmahe, fourth phase, which represents Turiyam, fourth state of consciousness, Ishana, fifth phase is Ishana. Ishanak sarva vidhyanam ishwarak sarva bhutanam brahma adipatir brahmano adipatir brahma shivome astu sada shivom. Ishana, the fifth phase of Lord Shiva, sarva vidya, he is the lord of all knowledge. Ishwarak sarva bhutanam, he is the antaratma who is residing in all the living entities. Sarva bhutanam, all the living entities. Is very similar, you know, it's a very familiar verse, right? It comes in the 1861 of Bhagavad Gita. Ishwarak sarvabhutanam hridhe serjunitishtati brahmayan sarvabhutani yantrarudani mayaya tameva sharanam gaccha sarvabhavena bharata tat prasadat param shantim sthanam prapsyasi shashvatam. We'll be seeing that, but I just remember that verse. That also Ishwarak sarvabhutanam exactly comes in that 1861 of Bhagavad Gita, where Krishna says, go and surrender to Ishwara Mahadeva, who is the present in the heart of all the living entities. We'll be seeing some of the verses from Bhagavad Gita in the coming classes. So these mantras, Sadhyojata Vamadeva Agora Tatpurusha Ishana mantras, is coming from the Mahanarayana Upanishad, very, very authentic, also mentioned by Bhattabhaskara and Sayanacharya and Shrikanta Radhya, Shripati Pandita Radhya, our Shaiva Acharyas have also mentioned it. Very, very important. 38 syllables are there totally in that mantra, which is also glorified in Bhagavatam. We'll be seeing that. So, you know, this it comes in the Mahanarayana Upanishad. I'm just stating the importance of that five-phased Lord Shiva. And then Pancha Brahma Upanishad, there is an Upanishad that is completely dedicated describing... Sorry. There is an Upanishad that is completely dedicated to explaining the five phases of Lord Shiva. Sadhyo Jata Vamadeva Agora Tatpurusha Ishana. Pancha Brahmopanishad. Very beautiful Upanishad. And it ends with by saying, Sashivaha Sachidanandaha Sonveshtavyo Mumukshubihi Ayam Hridi Stitaha Sakshi Sarvesham Avisheshataha Tenayam Hridayam Proktaha Shivaha Samsara Mochakaha. That Antaratma Mahadeva who is present in the heart of all the living entities, only if I surrender to him, I will attain Vimochanam. Samsara Mochakaha Bhavasagaram is that ocean of, you know, material existence. I will attain Vimochanam, I will attain liberation only by surrendering to that Mahadeva who is present is the in the heart of all the living entities and also in the heart of all the Devas. The Upanishad ends by saying that. Very beautiful Upanishad, one has to study that. It is available in the shaivam.org also. English translation is available. So that one. Kalagni Rudra Upanishad and Basmajabala Upanishad talks about Sadhyojatadi Pancha Brahma Mantraihi Parigrihya Agnirita Basma Parigrihya Agniriti Basma Vayuriti Basma Jalamiti Basma Stalamiti Basma Vyometi Basma Ityanenabi Mantriya Manastoka Iti Samudritya Mano Mahantamiti Jalena Samsrijya. One should apply the Basma on the body by chanting the Pancha Brahma mantras. Pancha Brahma Sadhyojatam. The mantras that I chanted from the Mahanarayana Upanishad. That mantra should be chanted while applying the basma. And also, you know, this Agni Riti Basma, Vayu Riti Basma, everything is basma. Earth, water, fire, air and ether is basma. Only Lord Shiva is eternal. Manastoka, Mano Mahantam, these verses come in the Rudram. Manastoke Tanaye Mana Ayushima No Goshuma No Ashve Shuri Rishaha. So these verses come in the Rudram. So one should chant that. And then Brihajabala. Sadhyojatadi Pancha Brahma Mantraihi Parigrihya Agniriti Basma Agniriti Basma Vayuriti Basma. That mantra should be chanted. And then Manastoka Trayayushamiti Jalena Samsrijya Trayambaka Iti. Trayambaka Mantram and then Manastoka Mantram Trayayusha Mantram, and then Agniriti Basma, that mantram, and then Panchabrahma mantras should be chanted while applying the Basma on the body. So all the Upanishads authenticate this five-phased form of Lord Shiva. And then moving on, Vishnu Dharmottara Puranam, third chapter. Vishnu Dharmottara Puranam, third canto, because there are three cantos, the third canto, 48th chapter. So Markandeya Maharshi says, Markandeya Uvacha, Sadyo Jatam Vamadevam Agoram Cha Mahabhuja Tatatam Purusham Nyeyam Ishanam Panchamam Mukam Sadyo Jatam Mahi Prokta Vamadevam Tatajalam Tejastva Goram Vidyattam Vayustat Purusham Matam Ishanam Cha Tatakasham Urdvasyam Panchamam Mukam. He explains, this aligns only with Mahadeva. Vishnu Dharmottara Puranam says that Sadyojata, Vamadeva, Agora, Tatpurusha, Ishana. These are the five faces of Lord Shiva. Sadyojata represents earth, Vamadeva represents water, and then Agora represents fire, Tatpurusha represents Vayu, that is wind, and then Ishana represents the ether, the space. And then Srimad Bhagavatam, 8th canto, 7th chapter, 29th verse. Mukani panchopanishadastavesha yaistrimshat ashtottara mantra vargaha yattat chivakyam paramatmatattvam devasvayam jyotir avastitiste. Mukani pancha, O Mahadeva, because the glorification of Lord Shiva is also present in Bhagavatam. This instance where all of them surrender to Lord Shiva they are not able to manage the halahala poison, and then they surrender to Mahadeva. And then there is a glorification. Mukani pancha. The five faces represent the... Your five faces is actually the tatpariyam of the entire Upanishads. And then yais trimshat ashtotra mantra vargaha. Yais trimshat ashtotra means 38 syllabled mantra, which is present in the Upanishads, represent your five faces, which is the essence of the Upanishads. See how the importance is told even in the Vishnu related Puranas. Yattat chivakyam paramatma tattvam. You are that paramatma tattvam. Dasya ashikaya madhye paramatma vyavastitaha devasvayam jyotir. Because infinite effulgence is coming out from the body of Mahadeva. Avastitiste. You are self-effulgent. And then it goes on to say in the 31st verse that even that effulgence or even the light that is coming from the body of Lord Shiva cannot be understood even by Brahma, Narayana and Indra. Bhagavatam 8.7.31. Nate giri trakila lokapala virinchi vaikunta surendra gamyam jyotish param yatra rajastamascha sattvam nayat brahma nirastavedam. Virinchi vaikunta surendra, even Brahma, Narayana and Indra cannot understand that jyoti that is coming out of your body, which indicates the Agnistamba episode. Indirect references are there even in the Vishnu related Puranas about the Agnistamba episode. And then going on to the Yoga Tattva Upanishad, when it describes Samba Shiva, it goes on to say 98th verse to the 101st verse. Akashe vayum aropya hakaro parishankaram bindurupam mahadevam vyomakaram sadashivam shuddhaspatika sankasham dhritabalendu maulinam panchavatra yutam saumyam dashabahum trilochanam sarvayudair dhritakaram sarvabhushana bhushitam umarda deham varadam sarvakaranakaranam. It describes Shuddhaspatika Sankasham, he is camphor white, golden in complexion. Dhrita Balendu Maulinam, he has the beautiful Chandra on his forehead. And he represents the Akasha. Pancha Vaktra Yutam Saumyam, he is so beautiful. Looking like a 16-year-old person. And then Pancha Vaktra, five faces. Right? Pancha Vaktra, I asked you to remember, right? Pancha Vaktra, five faces. Dashabahum, 10 hands. Right? The five faces represent the five chapters. 10 hands represent the next 10 chapters. 16th chapter is the stomach, and 17 and 18 chapters are the padam, the feet of Lord Shiva. Trilochanam, three eyes. Sarvayudair dhritakaram sarva bhushana bhushitam. He is decorated with various jewels and ornaments. Umarda dekam, half of his body he has given to that divine mother of the entire universe, Jaganmata. Jagat Janani, Uma is sharing half of his body. Varadam, he is blessing everybody. Sarva Karana Karanam, he is the
cause of all causes, and he doesn't have a cause. Karanam karananam dhyata karanam tu dhyayah. He is the ultimate cause. And same is told in the Yoga Yajnavalkya Smriti, 8th chapter, 22nd to the 24th verse. People who want to refer it. And then Garuda Purana, 1st canto, 21st chapter. Pancha Vaktrarchanam Bakshye Pritagyat Bukti Muktidam. It says, very first verse of the 21st chapter, 1st canto, Garuda Puranam. Pancha Vaktra, by worshipping that five-faced Lord Shiva, one can get Bukti and Mukti. And then going on to the 23rd chapter, same canto, Garuda Puranam, 54th verse to the 57th verse, it describes that beautiful five-faced form of Lord Shiva again. Tattvam Shivasane Murti, Tattvam Shivasane Murtir, Hri Haum Vidyadehaya Namaha, Baddha Padmasanasina Sitak Shodasha Varshikaha. You know, Shodasha, 16-year-old person, I just mentioned, it comes here. Garuda Puranam says that he is looking like a 16-year-old guy. Pancha Vaktra Karagrahi, five-faced. Swair Dasha Bishchaiva Darayan, 10 hands. Abhayam Prasadam Shaktim Shulam Katvangam Ishwaraha. He has, in the five, you know, it explains what all he has. This is a beautiful meditation that we can do, definitely. You know, as if experiencing Lord Shiva. You know, Dhyana Yoga the way he says, Kalivalya Upanishad says Dhyanam, which means we have to meditate on that divine form of Lord Shiva. It's a beautiful meditation. We can meditate on Lord Shiva as if Mahadeva is standing in front of us or sitting in front of us. And then it explains the five hands of Lord Shiva. Abhaya, Prasada, Shakti, Shula, Katvanga. He has weapons and also he is giving, showing the Abhaya Mudra. And then in the other five hands, Dakshaihi Karair Vamakaischa Bhujangam Chaksha Sutrakam Damarukam Neelotpalam Bija Purakam Uttamam. He has the serpent and then Aksha Sutra, that is the Rudraksha Mala, and then the drums, and then the blue lotus, and then a pomegranate. He has that. So this is a beautiful meditation. And there are, you know, Kamika Agamam and various other Agamams also describe. Sometimes the 10 hands of Lord Shiva contain different things, you know. So this is, there are various references. And then this is in Garuda Puranam. And then going on, Padma Puranam, Kriya Yoga Sarakandam, 13th chapter, 110th verse. Namaste Panchavaktraya Namaste Shulapanine. A Brahmana, when he glorifies Lord Shiva beautifully, he says, Namaste Panchavaktraya, you are that five-faced personality. And you are that, the holder of the Trishula, Panchavaktra. Again and again, and repeating that. Because Panchavaktra was told by Narayana to Lakshmi. And that's what it, we have various references from the Puranas and Upanishads, highlighting it to be referring to Lord Shiva. Moving on, Narada Puranam, Purva Bhagam, chapter 16, 84th verse. Bhagiratha. He says, namah panchasya devaya kshetranam pataye namaha. Panchasya, you know, asya means the mouth or the face. Panchanana, panchavaktra, panchasya, everything means five faces. Namah panchasya devaya, you are that five-faced personality. You are that ultimate lord with five faces. Kshetranam pataye namaha, you are the lord of fields. Which aligns with the 13th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, Kshetrajna, which is spoken by Lord Shiva himself. He is the lord of all the Kshetrajna. And then, Kshetranam Pataye Namaha, that's what it says. Narada Puranam, Purva Bhagam, Narada Puranam, Uttara Bhagam, chapter 73, where Jaimini Maharshi glorifies Lord Shiva, 42nd verse says, Ishanate Tatpurusha Namo Agoraya Te Sada Vamadeva Namaste Stu Sadhyojataya Vai Namaha. He tells that in the reverse order. Ishana Tatpurusha Agora Vamadeva Sadhyojata. All glories to you. which aligns with Lord Shiva. And then Varaha Puranam, chapter 144. Someshwara. Soma Ishwara. Now Soma, one can say that Soma refers to Shiva plus Uma. Soma. So for which also there are references in the Upanishads and Vedas. But Soma sometimes refers to Chandra also. So this chapter talks about Someshwara, Soma ka Ishwar Someshwar. So like that, Ishwar of Chandra, where Chandra glorifies Lord Shiva. Mahadeva is Chandrasekhara. Shivam Saumyam Uma Kantam Bhaktanugraha Karakam Natosmi Panchavadanam Neelakantam Trilochanam.
You are Neelakanta, blue throated, you are three eyed, you are all auspicious, you are beautiful, Saumyam Uma Kantam, you are Umakanta. And then you give Abhaya to all your devotees, and then he makes a word, he says Panchavadanam. Vadanam means five, again face. No, Panchasya, Panchavaktra. And then Panchanana, Panchavadana, all of them mean one and the same, five faces. You know, different words are there. One can refer the spokensanskrit.org website, you know, for all these meanings. So Panchavadana means five faces. You are the personality with five faces. You know, all of them match with the, you know, Upanishads only, right? So all of these characteristics describe Lord Shiva, and these characteristics are glorified in the Vedas and Upanishads. And this personality, if one meditates on, only then he or she will get immortality. Neelakantam comes in the Kaivalya Upanishad and Shiva Sankalpa Suktam. Trilochanam also comes in the Kaivalya Upanishad and Shiva Sankalpa Suktam. Saumyam, Umakantam comes in many places, right? Somah Pavate Janitamatinam, Rigvedam says that. And then Soma Yacha Rudra Yacha Rudram says that. And then Kena Upanishad says that. And then Umapatihi, Pashupatihi, Mahanarayana Upanishad says that. All of these things. And then Panchavadanam, we saw that Upanishads, you know, that is the form of Lord Shiva, the five-faced and handed form. And then we have many references like Brahmanda Puranam, Vayu Puranam, Kurma Puranam, Brahma Vaivarta Puranam, Skanda Puranam, talking of the glories of the Panchavaktra form of Lord Shiva, which aligns only with Lord Shiva. And then Linga Mahapuranam, Canto 1, chapters 11 to 16, it individually talks about every phase of Lord Shiva. There is a chapter for Sadyojata, there is a chapter for Vamadeva, chapter for Agora, Tatpurusha, Ishana. One can refer that very beautiful stuti is made by Brahma and Vishnu. And then we know that Agni Stambha episode, right? Where Brahma and Vishnu, their ego was completely crushed into pieces by Lord Shiva. So when he appears, you know, when Mahadeva, so he shows his infinite form, infiniteness in front of Brahma and Vishnu. And then in order to bless him, you know, in order to bless Brahma and Vishnu, he comes in that sweet five-faced, ten-handed form. That's what is told in the Shiva Mahapurana Rudra Samhita, section 1, chapter 9. Pancha Vaktrastri Nayano Balachandro Jatadaraha Gauravarna Vishalaksho Basmo Dhulita Vigraha Dashabahur Neelagala Sarva Bharana Bhushitaha Sarvanga Sundaro Basma Tripundrankita Mastakaha. He says, Panchavaktra, you know, that five face, the personality with five faces, with three eyes, and then with the Chandra on the forehead, Jatadara with golden matted locks of hair, Gauravarna, camphor white in complexion, Vishalaksho, the one who has eyes everywhere, Vishalaksho, all over the universe, Vishvatashchakshuruta, Basmo Dhulita Vigraha, he had Basma all over his body, Dashabahur, 10 hands, Neelagala Sarva Bharana Bhushitaha, wearing ornaments all over his body, Sarvanga Sundaro, every, you know, part of his body was beautiful, Sundara, Basma Tripundra Ankita Mastakaha, he was having the Tripundra on the forehead. Like this, he appeared in front of Brahma and Vishnu and blessed them. So we saw various references, even in Vishnu Dharmottara Puranam, Varaha Puranam, Padma Puranam, Narada Puranam, Srimad Bhagavatam, Garuda Puranam, various references we saw, even in the Puranas that are not related to Shiva. That's the highlight. That's the, you know, captivating thing, where this aligns only with Lord Shiva, this Panchavaktram or Dashabahu, five-faced, ten-handed form of Lord Shiva, which Narayana talks to Lakshmi, is actually Lord Shiva, Samba Shiva. And then the Dhyana Mantram also sometimes, you know, goes like this for, you know, before chanting the Shiva Sahasranama, some people say, Shantam, Shantam, Padmasanastam,
శాంతం పద్మాసనస్థం శశిధర మకుటం పంచవక్త్రం త్రినేత్రం శూలం వజ్రం చ గడ్గం పరశుమవయదం దక్షభాగే వహంతం నాగం పాశం కంఠం ప్రళయహుతవహన్ సాంకుశం వామభాగే నానాలంకారయుక్తం స్ఫటికమణినిహం నిభం పార్వతీశం నమామి.
పార్వతీశ, ద ఈశ్వర ఆఫ్ పార్వతి, టు హిమ్ ఐ ప్రాస్ట్రేట్ మైసెల్ఫ్, మై హంబుల్ ప్రాస్ట్రేషన్స్ టు హిమ్. And then he is Shanta Swarupi. Om Shambhave Swaha, Om Shankaraya Swaha, Om Shantaya Swaha.
This is how the Achamanam in Shrauta Shaiva or the Shiva Vishishta Advaita Sampradayam is. Shantam, Shanta means he is the peace personified. He is the giver of that ultimate peace. And then it talks about Panchavaktram, five faces, 10 hands. And then it describes what all is there in his 10 hands, Dhyana Mantram. And then Lagunyasam and Mahanyasam is also there. Mahanyasam contains a lot of verses from the Vedas. Purusha Suktam is also a part of Mahanyasam, which is usually chanted. I'm not sure about North India, but South India people do chant Lagunyasam and Mahanyasam before chanting Rudram and Chamakam. But, you know, if you see, Mahanyasam contains a lot of verses from the Vedas actually. But Lagunyasam, it describes the form of Lord Shiva. The Nyasa part, Lagunyasam, it contains the form of Lord Shiva. So which means we are glorifying that personality who is described as Shri Rudra or Parameshwara, and he looks like this. We have to meditate on him like this while chanting Rudram. So that's why we chant the Lagunyasam and then Rudram and Chamakam. So Nyasa, the Lagunyasam, it is given by the great rishis actually. So this is how the procedure should be. Even the Advaitins do that. It's not the Shaivites alone. Advaitins also, when they chant Rudram, they chant Lagunyasam or Mahanyasam, and then they chant the Rudram and Chamakam. So the Lagunyasam also, it starts off by saying, Shuddha Spatika Sankasham Trinetram Panchavaktrakam Gangadaram Dashabujam. Shuddha Spatika Sankasham Trinetram Panchavaktrakam, 5 faces. Dashabujam, 10 hands, 3 eyes, very specific epithets and very specific, unique, you know, form of Lord Shiva. So that's what, you know, about, I just want to connect that. So that's about the Lakshmi Narayana Samvadam, where, you know, Narayana indicates that he is temporary. He also, you know, there are many things to learn. He himself says that he is temporary. He is bound to destruction. And then the form of Lord Shiva, which he is meditating in his heart, is actually eternal. And one should surrender to that personality. So that supreme reality is different from me. He says those things. So some things to learn. And then, he also highlights how that form of Lord Shiva is actually Shiva Swarupam. Is actually the form of Bhagavad Gita also. And then we saw various references from the Puranas, Smritis, Upapuranas, Upanishads, highlighting how Sadyojata Vamadeva Agora Tatpurusha Ishana highlights, you know, refers to only Lord Shiva. Very, very, you know, it's next to Rudram according to me. Very important mantras spoken of in the Mahanarayana Upanishad. Next to Rudram. No, because its Mahima is highlighted everywhere. Very important mantras which highlights the five-phased form of Lord Shiva. So that's about it. You know, we'll be next class, that is tomorrow, we'll be talking a little bit about Arudra Darshanam. You know, how come this Pancha also aligns with that Nataraja Swarupam. So that's quite interesting. And then we'll be taking up some verses from the Bhagavad Gita and understanding how it refers to Lord Shiva. And some objections have also come. Oh, you cannot refer this to Lord Shiva. Oh, you cannot refer that to Lord Shiva. So some objections, you know, have also come. I'll be answering those objections also. So that's about it. And also, and after that, you know, probably from Friday onwards, tomorrow, you know, there will be a talk. Probably I'll take both of them in the same class. And the next thing is that I'll be continuing with the Shiva Mahapurana Katha. So we saw that and the Shiva Mahapurana, how, you know, one should definitely, I think definitely the new people who have joined definitely should refer the video where I have, given a 35-minute video which explains how the Shaiva Puranams are Shuddha Satvikam. Generally, there is, a lot of talks are going on that Shaivam is actually Shaiva Puranas or Tamasikam, those kind of things, right? So there are various references in the Shastras where actually Vaishnava Puranams are described as Tamasikam and Shaiva Puranams are described as Shuddha Satvikam. One should definitely refer that video. And then we'll be continuing with the Shiva Mahapurana Katha as usual. Rudra Samhita, because we'll be going around the Shiva Leelas till the Mahashivaratri, which is coming up on March 1st. So that's the plan. And then in between, if there are any festivals that come, like Arudra Darshana, Gita Jayanti, you know, it came up. We'll be talking about that Mahima of that festival and connecting that with Lord Shiva. So that's the plan. Thank you all for joining. I'll be chanting the Kshama Prarthana Mantra and then we can take up some questions. And as usual, tomorrow at the same time, 9 o'clock. ओम यदक्षरपदभृष्टं मात्राहीनं तु यद्भवेत् तत्सर्वं क्षम्यतां देव परमेश्वर नमोऽस्तु ते विसर्गबिन्दुमात्राणि पदपादाक्षराणि च न्यूनानि चातिरिक्तानि क्षमस्व परमेश्वर अपराधसहस्राणि क्रियन्ते हर्निशं मयादासोऽयमिति मां मत्वा क्षमस्व परमेश्वर अन्यतां शरणं नास्ति त्वमेव शरणं मम तस्मात् कारुण्यभावेन रक्ष रक्ष परमेश्वरे अन्यता शरणं नास्ति त्वमेव शरणं मम तस्मात् कारुण्यभावेन रक्ष रक्ष महेश्वर एतत्सर्वं श्री उमा महेश्वर परब्रह्मार्पणमस्तु ललिताम्बिके सांबशिवार्पणमस्तु श्रीमती गौरी समेत सांबशिवार्पणमस्तु श्रीमती गायत्री समेत सांबशिवार्पणमस्तु करचरणकृतं वाक्कायजं कर्मजं वा श्रवणनयनजं वा मानसं वा अपराधं विहितम् अविहितं वा सर्वं एतत् क्षमस्व जय जय करुणाब्दे श्री महादेव शंभो माता च पार्वती देवी पिता देवो महेश्वर बन्धवा शिवभक्तांश्च स्वदेशो भुवनत्रयं सांबशिवाय नमः सांबशिवाय नमः सांबशिवाय नमः हर ओं दत्सत्